A political and media advisor to the Syrian president has defended the fighters of the People's Protection Units known as the YPG who fight against terrorists in northern Syria. Boutena Shaban stressed that the group represents all spectrums of Syrian society.
The People's Protection Unit, YPG, are Syrian units. They are, as a result, Syrian. That's why we have no problem with that. What is important is Syrians' unity in land and between people. Those who are fighting are not only Kurds. They are Kurds, Arab, Assyrian, tribes, Syrian army, civil defense forces, and all the spectrum of Syrian society are participating in this war against the terrorism.
Shaban made the comments after Turkish premier confirmed that Ankara would continue to shell Kurdish forces in Syria's northeast. She further criticized the Saudi-backed delegation in the Geneva talks, saying that it did not want constructive dialogue. Shaban also noted that Syria has chosen the political solution to overcome the conflict in the Arab nation. She, however, said that eliminating terrorism is a basic rule for a successful political solution for Syria and the region.
The Turkish government has responded swiftly to Wednesday's bomb blast that rocked Ankara and claimed the lives of 28 people and injured scores others. Turkey quickly blamed the attack on Syrian Kurdish fighters, the PYD. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan claims PYD's military wing carried out the attack in collaboration with the Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, which has been fighting the Turkish government for an independent Kurdish region inside Turkey for decades. Erdogan said 14 people have been arrested in connection with the Ankara bombing.
Right now, 14 people are in detention because the extensions of this are both inside and outside. We have not been able to convince the international community, and in particular our friends, of the strong ties between the PYD and YPG in northern Syria and the PKK in Turkey.
Turkish police have arrested a number of people over their alleged links to the attacker who Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu announced has been identified as a Syrian who entered the country as a refugee, with links to the PYD and the PKK. Leaders of both Kurdish groups, however, deny any involvement in the attacks. Their comments, however, had no impact on Turkish forces that deny any involvement in the attacks. Their comments, however, had no impact on Turkish forces that deny any involvement in the attacks. Their comments, however, had no impact on Turkish forces that renewed shelling Kurdish forces' positions in community to acknowledge that Syrian Kurdish organizations supporting the so-called U.S.-led coalition strikes in Syria are terrorists. Observers believe that the Wednesday bombing was launched by both domestic and foreign perpetrators.
It is very clear that major powers are taking aim at Turkey. America and Israel are behind these bombings. The situation of terror in Turkey is determined by America's interests in the Middle East. The Turkish government must see that, and Erdogan and Davutoğlu must take responsibility.
Some people in Turkey back Ankara's curfews and military operations in the country's Kurdish-populated southern and southeastern regions. However, people acknowledge that it is not easy to differentiate between militants and civilians, but such security operations have so far failed to restore security and stability in the country. Turkey has been blaming militants of the Kurdistan Workers' Party for the terrorist attacks in the country, launching a crushing crackdown on them. Analysts believe Ankara is using the issue as a pretext to further clamp down on minority Kurds with whom it has deep enmity for years. Verenia Keat, Press TV, Istanbul.